Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord God forever. Hallelujah. For the Lord God is a great God. He's our God. Jesus is the risen Savior. He's the living Word. Hallelujah. In Him we live, move, and have our being. Amen. Praise God. Anybody, if anyone deserves praise, it is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, good to see everyone tonight. Praise God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you. God bless you. And the favor of God is on your life. Amen. And I want you to know He'll never fail you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never disappoint you. He'll never leave you by yourself. Hallelujah. You have His word. Hallelujah, that He's with you, He's in you, and He'll never leave you. You're the apple of His eye. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. He got His eyes on you. He see you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And He will protect, He will keep that which is on His own, and you are His. Amen. Amen. And that's why we constantly walk with Him. We have been brought into this life through the new birth into the kingdom of God. And this is the way we live every day. Amen. Every day, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I want to take a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for what He's done in the earth. Jesus told us that in the last days that these things would come, perilous time would come, but He should be of good cheer. Didn't He say it? I have what? Overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Our adversary is a defeated foe, so we rejoice in the face of adverse circumstances and all of the things. We choose to do what? Rejoice, because we trust in Him. I want to talk to you again. I started this, and I'm just going to pick it up where we're from the very beginning, living from the inside out. Living from the inside out. Where Christ lived, where Christ is. He is in you. Say, He's in me. 2 Corinthians says it like this: therefore, if any man be where? In Christ. He is a new creature. And what I used to be is gone. Everything I got now is new. Hallelujah. And He didn't come up on my top of my head. He didn't come up under my feet. He came on the inside. In my heart. In your heart. Amen. So, there are a lot of things going on, a lot of things around you, a lot of things that's happening. But look at our scripture. We'll go ahead and put it up. Colossians 3:1-4. We read it before, but let's look at it again. Amen. Colossians 1:4. We're doing this from the Amplified. If you then been risen with Christ to a new life, thus sharing His resurrection from the dead, aim and seek the rich eternal treasure that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind, King James has set your affection. Set your mind and keep them set on what is above, the highest thing, and not on the thing that are on the earth. Did you hear that? For as far as this world is concerned, you are what? Dead. I don't participate. Why? Because I'm dead. I'm inactive to the activity of this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. Hello? So, as far as this world is concerned, you're dead. You have died. And your new life, your new real life, your what? Your new real life is hid. Where? With Christ in God. So, living from the inside, because he said he would come and do what? Abide in us. He would send his Holy Spirit. He would abide in us. And then he said, if you abide where? In me, and my word what? Abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.